Track 11. Sites for tens of thousands of new homes remain undeveloped in Norfolk, says Chris Dady and David Hook of the CPRE, that's the Campaign to Protect Rural England, yet there is pressure to turn even more of our land over to builders.
The planning system, which in its present form dates from the Town and Country Planning Act of 1947, has helped to mould the landscape of Norfolk by providing the measure of consistency in development and by giving residents a say through a community-led system of regulation. Arguably, this system ranks alongside the NHS as one of the greatest achievements of post-war Britain. It has restricted ribbon development and urban sprawl, and in doing so, protected large tracts of countryside from being swallowed up by suburbia. The government's newly published white paper, Planning for the Future, together with its Build, Build, Build agenda and proposals for a new standard methodology for calculating housing numbers, pose a real threat to the Norfolk countryside. The white paper opens the door to drastic changes that will decimate our planning rules. The thinking behind this puts planning squarely in the firing line as the factor that has delayed the swathes of new building the government wishes to see. However, it is not the planners' fault that land they have allocated for housing often ends up in huge land banks because developers only build to demand where profits can be made. Around Norwich alone, sites allocated for over 30,000 homes remain undeveloped. The government's bizarre method of dealing with land banking is to require even more land to be released for development. A major concern is that proposals in the White Paper, which will divide England to growth, renewal, or protected areas, will see more countryside built on, because protected areas, which may include green belts, which we do not have in Norfolk, areas of outstanding natural beauty, the Broads, conservation areas, and wildlife sites, will not necessarily include all of the currently protected open countryside. In Norfolk, there is such pressure to see land being released for development, it is likely that tracts of open countryside will be classified as growth areas. Once an area has been classified as a growth area, proposed developments will be granted automatic planning permission, provided they comply with central government guidelines. There will be no opportunity to comment on planning applications, even on the doorstep. Removal of our rights to comment will create an unprecedented democratic deficit. The COVID-19 pandemic has shown the value of our countryside, and more than ever, people value this wonderful asset. Our economy over the next period will need us to become more self-sufficient, and agriculture and Norfolk's ability to offer green tourism in unspoilt landscapes will be even more important. The White Paper should be providing a greater level of protection for Norfolk, not presenting a developer's charter overriding local interests.